the country is slowly beginning to accept that Raila Odinga is going to be the fifth president. What has helped Raila mostly is the running mate, because the running mate comes from the larger community. Mother Karua is a lady who has fought for freedoms, and so quite a number of people trust her. On the converse, what has damaged Ruto is that of late he has come out as looking very angry. I think the provocation from the president, provocation from the ministers, has made him rather angry. So the population is feeling that it may be unsafe to entrust the leadership of the country with William Ruto because of the anger that he has.
I heard a number of people saying that what might have tripped up the deputy president was his insistence that he will establish a commission to investigate the outgoing president. And that, some people say, did not sit well because they said it appeared that he wanted to witch hunt or launch an investigation against his former boss. Could this have affected his political stance in the eyes of Kenyan voters?
Yes, quite a number. The constituency where Uhuru comes from is big, and that is where a lot of support of William Ruto is. So the older people and the elderly women, when they hear something like that, you appear to be somebody bent on witch hunt. Because they said you worked with this gentleman for 10 years. If you are in the same government and you served as a deputy, that therefore means that what the presidency did on your behalf. When you are now going to investigate him, it means that you are bent on witch hunt and revenge. So that scared a number of people, and scared a number of people who are conservative, and especially the business community. You know, when you start something like that in Africa, it raises a lot of suspicion. What are your intentions? In my view, I think it was a political blunder, and a big one. Because now even the motorists who are undecided begin to see you as somebody who you do not have an agenda of your own, but you're going there to witch hunt or to create some reprisals against the retiring president. That may not sit well with many Kenyans.
Do you think he has enough time, with 8 days to go, do you think he has enough time to self-correct?
I doubt, because he's beginning to get angry and angry every day. So I doubt whether he really has enough time to recover. He possibly is coming to terms that this thing is lost, because the people who also are very close to him, some of them are already shifting away. They are not joining him in the campaign. When you see that happening, they begin to see where this thing is heading. They therefore don't want to burn their bridges with the incoming president and deputy and the people around him, because they will still want to, some of them are businessmen, so they still want their businesses to be protected. So I doubt whether he really has time to recover. I think that by next week, the gap could be just about a 10-point gap.
A lot of people have also expressed concern about politically related violence during the election process itself. How are Kenyans reacting to this?
There will be skirmishes, yes. Here and there, that is expected in any election. But the magnitude of political violence, of the one we saw in 2008 and 2013 and partly 2017, I don't foresee that. There will be, people protesting, running along the road, maybe for about 2-3 days, but I think that will be it. Kenyans have learned that the people who take over, a lot of them come with huge promises. At the end of the day, you know, they just end up sometimes not doing much. You know, when you see a vice president rising in the podium and accusing his own president of corruption, and yet he has not resigned, you know, from the position of power. So people begin to say, but if your promising has changed, you are saying this government is corrupt, you are still using the resources of that government, what is it that you are going to bring? So, you know, people have realized that it is not worth fighting a fellow Kenyan or losing a life because of political context.